It's BBC Three Counties Radio for Beds, Hearts and Bucks. BBC introducing the very best in unsigned music from across the three counties. Thanks for your company this evening. It's Gareth Lloyd with you through till 8 o'clock. Tiny, this is Undercover Apple leaflet, with their track Leaflets. Soon you will tell. If you're enjoying any of the music tonight, you can text us 81333. Just start your message with 3CR. Tell us what you think of all the tracks we're playing, or tell us what you're going to see or what you're getting up to this weekend around the music scenes of Beds, Hearts and Bucks. We're on Facebook as well. Just post to our wall. Facebook.com/introducingBHB, and that's the same address for our Twitter page at introducingBHB. The BHB stands for Beds, Hearts and Bucks. It's as simple as that. IntroducingBHB, tweet us this evening. Let us know what you're getting up to, what music you're enjoying as well. And if you're making music, use the uploader, bbc.co.uk/introducing. Load your music through to us. We'll pick it up. If we like it, we'll try and promote it throughout the Introducing Network, letting the guys at Radio 1, 6 Music, 1 Extra, Radio 2, letting them know what you're making here in Beds, Hearts and Bucks. It's BBC Three Counties Radio. So half of Undercover Apple are here in the studio now. Hello.
Hello.
So who are you?
I'm Emmy.
And who are we missing?
Harry. He's not very well.
Aww.
He wasn't meant to be here. He got a plane ticket and everything. And
now, plane ticket?
Yeah.
We got it because half of your music's made here in Aylesbury, isn't it?
Yes.
The other half of your music is put together over in LA.
Yeah.
And that's where Harry is.
Yeah.
How did you ever meet in the first place?
Well, I put a cover of a song up on SoundCloud, and then a few months later he searched for the cover, found my song and really liked my voice, and then messaged me through it.
Superb. And have you worked on everything since then together?
Yeah.
How does a relationship like that work musically across two continents and a huge bit of water in between?
Well, we talk a lot. There's 8 hours difference in time, and we talk on Skype a lot.
Right.
Sometimes in the middle of the night, like discussing songs and writing music.
And then what about the actual writing process? Do you write a bit? He writes a bit?
He writes all the songs.
Right.
He writes all his songs in the shower.
Really?
Yeah. And then he shows me the lyrics and like asks me if there's anything I want to change. And I like make a few tweaks and then
to make it more personal to you,
yeah,
for singing,
yeah,
it. So, I mean, that's an awesome song. A really gorgeous song.
Oh, thank you.
Is there a story behind it? I mean, what was the thinking when you were writing this one?
Well, Harry just likes nature and like everything like that, and so we thought like how leaves fall from the tree and how like the seasons change. I think it's a really nice thing to write about.
So, how long have you been making music for? When did you start?
Since about January, we started Undercover Apple, but I've been making music like myself since I was about 15.
Who got you into it? Was it through school or through parents or?
When I got my first guitar at age 12, I think when I first started getting into it.
Six string acoustic, I presume.
Yeah.
Rocking away on that.
Yeah.
I mean, Leaflets there. Is that kind of your sound? Do the other tracks sound like that you make? Is that your style?
Yeah. Very video game kind of noises.
Who mixes and masters and all that kind of process? Is that done over in LA?
Yeah. Harry, like, mixes the songs and does all the music, and then a person in LA masters it. He's called Ian Wells. He masters all.
So you got someone else over in LA.
Yeah.
And then you finally, 8 hours later, get a track.
Yep.
And you can have a listen to it.
Yeah.
Superb. Then how often? I mean, have you met Harry?
No, never met him.
Never met him.
No.
Oh, so this could have been amazing tonight if he wasn't poorly.
I know.
Oh, that's so
he's
sad.
Really unwell, bless him.
Is he going to come? Try and come across another time?
Yeah, sometime early next year he's going to try and come.
Oh, that'd be superb.
Yeah.
Maybe we could get you playing live for us.
Oh, that'd be
I mean, that'd be really nice. We could get Harry in across from LA to perform live with you in the studio.
Yeah, that'd
I would
amazing.
Really like that for next year. That'd be right. We'll try and make that happen. We'll try and get Harry's. Well, we can't pay for Harry's ticket, but we'll get him better. We'll think good vibes. So 2013.
Yeah.
Apart from the live performance on BBC Introducing when Harry comes across, what else is planned for you guys? So I guess you can't really gig that much, can you?
No, we've never gigged or anything. Obviously.
We need to get you some gigs and everything sorted in that weekend.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. So how do we follow you and find out what you're getting up to and things like
that? Well, we've got Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah.
They're both /UndercoverApple. And we've also got SoundCloud, where you can listen to all three of our songs, /UndercoverApple Music.
Undercover Apple Music. That's on the SoundCloud there.
Yep.
thank you very much for coming. It's been
thank
great
you
meeting
much.
You. Shame we couldn't meet Harry. I'm sure he's going to be listening back to this, though.
Yeah, he definitely will, yeah.
Get well soon, Harry, and you better get across to the UK in 2013, and we'll get you in the studio here playing live for us or something like that, because that'd be awesome. You look after yourself. Thank you very much
thank
for coming
you
in.
Much.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's BBC Three Counties Radio. That was Undercover Apple there with the track Leaflets that we played. SoundCloud, you can find them, Undercover Apple Music, or just search on Twitter, Facebook for Undercover Apple. It's BBC Three Counties Radio. It's BBC Introducing. And we like at this point in the show to get...